Hi, this is Ron Tittle, and thanks for joining
Love Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ron Tittle. Thanks for joining the Center of the Universe here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Was reading the news today, and friends on Facebook talk about this or that and other things, and then I get a instant message or a update about from AboveTopSecret.com about a possible nuclear threat maybe happening in the next few days. They said the elites are rushing to Denver to protect themselves in underground bunkers. Joining me today is a good friend of mine, Frank Patton from Houston, Texas. Frank, do you think this nuclear threat could be real? Is this serious stuff?
Well, Ron, that's kind of hard to say. With our media today, we get a lot of conflicting information. Of course, I mean, everyone's in the loop now as far as the media lying to us, especially with this Benghazi issue. However, you know, I have some inside sources from Iran, and, you know, here's the thing that just really gets me, is that, you know, the Iranian people do not like Ahmadinejad. They tried to overthrow him. They tried to get him out. Of course, they couldn't do anything because they're not armed. They're not allowed to have firearms like we do.
Right.
So, therefore, okay, that was thwarted off pretty quickly. As a matter of fact, of course, you know, Ahmadinejad had troops shooting people in the streets. Now, my question was, you know, that was the most opportune time to overthrow a dangerous dictator. So why not did Obama, you know, capitalize on that and take advantage of it? That's my concern. Then again, going back to Muammar Gaddafi, now he had the UN intervene and stop his motorcade. Well, his people weren't trying to overthrow him. I mean, his people loved him. When a couple got married, they were given $50,000 to go buy a house. If they wanted to go to school abroad, everything was paid for. And, you know, they were well taken care of. But, you know, the real fact of the matter is that he was going to start selling oil on gold-backed currency. So, therefore, you know what would have done to the dollar. So, of course, they intervened with something like that. However, you know, if Iran was such a threat, why didn't they intervene back then? And here's the truth. Iran, they don't have a nuclear weapon, number one. Number two, they have not invaded or attacked anyone in centuries. Number three, if you look at Iran, they're surrounded by U.S. bases on all borders. Plus, they don't have a nuclear weapon. Israel has 300. Who do you think is going to win that spot?
Well, Frank, one thing that I did read, and maybe I'm wrong, is the fact that we went into Sudan or whatever country it is where they're keeping those weapons, and we bombed them like within the last 48 hours, and that they might trigger a nuclear attack. So they're really saying that they do have weapons. You don't think
well,
they
here's
do?
Well, here's the thing. There were thousands of Stinger missiles missing. That's, of course, that's why the two SEALs were in Benghazi with the ambassador. You know, why he was not in there with his security detail and a couple of Navy SEALs, you know, that's the question right there. That's not modus operandi. That's not, you know, protocol. Otherwise, you know, why didn't Obama intervene? He watched the whole thing unfold right there and he fired the two top officials, the general as well as the rear admiral, who was coordinating the rescue mission. So there was something there that, you know, they wanted to hide. They didn't want those people out of there alive.
What do you think Iran's goal is? Do you think their goal is to strike us with a nuclear weapon?
Well, from what I gather is that, you know, they want to enter the nuclear, they want to be in the club, so to speak, to gain recognition, of course. Now, of course, with Ahmadinejad being a nut that he is, you know, who's to know what he's going to do with it? However, the people themselves in Iran are like us. They want to go on their everyday lives, go to work, raise their children. That's what they want.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with, a nutcase, a rogue government, which we have the chance to take out. Why did Obama want to do it?
Yeah, but Israel's not going to take shit off Iran, right?
No, Israel's not going to take anything. Israel's been beat up on for centuries. So, I mean, they're very hardened, battle-hardened. They're hard as nails.
Do you think they're going to go – You think they're just going to go full force with after that test with that Sudan? You think their next strike is going to be Iran? Because I kind of think it is. And I think it might happen this week.
Well, there's a certain organization I belong to, and we've been handed down orders. We're more or less on alert at this point.
Oh, really?
So,
you guys are on high alert right now? We're always on high alert, but, I mean, there's things up. I mean, they're talking about the elites are flying to Denver right now, and it may be just a political deal. We got election week coming up.
Well, here's the fact of the matter. One, it's very easy to find out who's responsible. You just follow the money. So anything that is happening,
right,
there's some monetary gain there. So who is to gain on this? For one, I mean, from what I understand, of course, if you ask me, there's no difference between Obama and Romney. Goldman Sachs has equally supported both of them. Go figure, right? So that's the biggest
problem,
right, that's put on the American people so far, is that there's a difference between the two parties. There is not. That's the way that they overcome, is to first divide and then conquer. That's what they've done to the American people. You have people going, you know, destroying signs and just getting all violent about this when it's ridiculous. And that's what they're, that if you follow how Rome fell in the last days.
Hey, let me ask you this, Frank. Do you think with as far as national security, do you think we're going to be better off staying with Obama, or should the public vote for Romney?
Well, here's the point. You know, Obama, it's obvious he does not have this country nor our people's interest in mind. He's got his own agenda, which, you know, falls within the elite who put him there. Generally the same people that Kennedy was talking about before he was assassinated, of course.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Frank. I know you're a former Marine. How do you like the way that he handled that embassy deal? Do you think he should be prosecuted for those crimes of ignoring reports and intelligence?
Well, the fact of the matter is, it was not an embassy. It was a safe house, more or less, that he was moved to. They had requested, you know, this just didn't happen in a few minutes. I mean, this was over quite some time. You know, they knew the area was hot. They requested backup and protection. They never got it. You know, those SEALs held off, you know, for 7 hours. 7 hours.
Wow.
There was a Marine base. There was a Marine base an hour and a half away. There was support an hour and a half away.
Those
guys held off the terrorists for 7 hours.
I mean, what happened there?
Well, from what I gather is that they were primarily just thrown under the bus. They were literally thrown under the bus.
They what now?
They were primarily just left to dead. They were left for dead. Because, so to speak, that the ambassador was involved. It all has to do with these missiles, because these stingers that they're looking for right now. You know, of course, they were, if you listen to Hillary Clinton, I mean, they primarily, you know, in the past had armed Al-Qaeda.
Who should be ultimately responsible for that decision? Who's to blame on that? The president?
Oh, yeah, that was an executive decision for him to stand down.
Oh.
It was an executive order that was given for the military to stand down. That's why the rear admiral and that general was fired for disobeying direct orders. Because, as a matter of fact, the general was arranging a rescue mission, and his second in command, within 30 seconds, his second in command, or 30 minutes perhaps, somewhere along that time frame, you know, took him into custody and assumed command.
And there is a lot more chatter about this, but, I mean, I don't think it's going to go away, but, you know, he's commander-in-chief right now. How do you think he handled the hurricane? And they're without water. They've got a huge problem there. How do you think he's handled that hurricane?
You know, that's a pathetic situation as well. I mean, look what happened to New Orleans. You know, reports I get is FEMA is driving around in their vans, convoys, just sitting with clipboards taking notes. There's primarily no action. I think what they're doing is they're really gathering information on how the public is going to act in a certain situation. Of course, you know that Homeland Security has ordered all this ammo and so on and so forth. I kind of see Romney perhaps pulling ahead from the data that I see. And who knows, if something were to happen, you know, if he's defeated on January 6th, on November 6th, on November 7th, something could happen and he could invoke martial law. Well, guess what? Everything's off. Everything is off until that change.
Do you think, since the hurricane was successful, that the fact that I really think they're trying to scare the public, and this nuclear attack or whatever they're saying might be a reason for him, if he doesn't win, just to stay in office and do exactly what you're saying, as far as, because he hasn't obeyed. I mean, he's overshot Congress, and he thinks he's king of the world, you know, and that he can make his own rules.
Well, he's acting on behalf of the higher authority. He is a puppet, period.
And what do you think they're telling him to do?
Well, I mean, it's exactly, you know, what they've been telling all the presidents ever since Kennedy to do. You know, it's the status quo. It's the New World Order. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, if you look at the way Rome fell in the last days, what did they do to people? They put them in the games every day, games. They fed them. They gave them, you know, drink and food. They primarily kept them occupied as the Senate did what they wanted to do to have Rome fall. And more or less what's going on today. I mean, what's going on today? Where's everybody's attention focused on Saturday and Sunday this time of year?
Right.
College football.
Frank,
pro football.
Frank, I know you're down in Texas. What is Texas' reaction going to be if Obama wins the election again?
You know, I don't see that happening unless there is fraud, which it's running rampant. You know, again, these issues with the machines that are, if you don't hit, you know, touch a specific spot on the screen, it'll default your vote to Obama. You know, when people are trying to, you know, choose Romney.
Is this going to turn in, Frank, do you think, a repeat of that last election where all this bullshit is just going to be, we won't have a true answer for maybe months?
Well, that's, you know, at this point, I think perhaps we would be second guessing. I mean, you know, there was a station out in Arizona during an airing of a show which depicts a judge, you know, TV show, judge, you know, hearing cases.
Yeah.
And at the bottom, if you notice, they put on there that Obama had won by 99% or something along those lines. So I guess they kind of slipped there.
Yeah. You know, something I read earlier was the fact they were doing a scenario of the nuclear strike happening around the 9th. Isn't that when the election is?
Well, the election, of course, is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Monday. Of course, they've had early voting, but, you know, I guess the polls finally close on the 6th.
Wait. I've been working all weekend. The election's tomorrow?
No, the election is Tuesday.
Well,
November 6th.
Okay. But this week, you know what I'm saying. I thought it was later in the week.
No, it's Tuesday. So if he's defeated, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, something could happen, and he could invoke martial law.
Frank, where are all these people going to vote in those states that were hit with that hurricane and they're out of water and electricity? I mean, I haven't seen.
Well, from what I see, you know, Christie made a statement that he's going to allow people to vote online via the internet, which
a
danger.
How are they going to vote online if they don't have electricity? Where are they going to go? The
there
library?
You go. There you go.
Do you know, I mean, they don't have that many computers at the library. I don't even, I mean, the library's going to have electricity today. How many people are without power right now? I haven't seen any reports of, I've been busy. I mean, how many people are without power right now? Do you know?
Here's something. This general was arrested for trying to save Americans after Obama told him to stand down 3 times. The general was to do not attempt to help them, leave them behind. The general's response, go to hell. We never leave anyone behind. Tyrone Woods painted the enemy targets with laser, but the missiles never came because White House ordered the C-130 gunship and drone to stand down and just provide video feed to the White House. What kind of nonsense is that? Tyrone Woods, one of the SEALs that died there, had the targets painted. All they had to do was deliver the ordnance, and the threat would have been neutralized. But this guy was ordered to stand down 3 times and then arrested.
Why? Right. There's been a lot of stand down going on, way too much. If Romney is president, how do you think he will make things better? I mean,
I don't.
But Obama. I mean, seriously. I mean,
it'll just
what
be a slower death. It'll be a slower death.
Huh?
It'll just be a slower death, is all. I mean, he's flip flop. I mean, previously he's been anti-gun, anti-or pro-abortion. Now he primarily tells the public what they want to hear. You know, just like when you're trying to hit on a woman in a bar, you tell them what they want to hear. That's it. That's what he's doing.
Right. But, I mean, if Romney is actually president in 4 years, I mean, what do you think he'll be able to do with the country? You think he'll, what does he really bring to the table? I mean, what do you see helping every American every day? How are we going to notice what he does? You think the price of gas will go down? Do you think he's going to give better health care? I mean, what's he going to do for us? Anything?
Okay, well, here's another thing. You know, being down here in Houston, of course, this is more or less the oil capital of the country.
Right.
I have a lot of friends, people that I know that are in the gas and oil business. Oil, there's no shortage of oil, believe me. They led the public to believe this is a fossil fuel. Okay, so tell me how any type of dinosaur or plant has crawled a mile or more underneath the surface and died to make oil. Okay? Oil is made by the earth itself. So it's all started with that Enron. It's the biggest scam there ever was. And it's more or less the Asian fellow who is head of our energy commission or something like that stated that, we need to find out how to make the price of gasoline as much as it is in Europe, $10 a gallon,
I heard that. Yeah.
Well, with this country, oil is the backbone of this country. Cheap energy is what put this country ahead. The UN has even stated that the United States living standards are too high and they must be brought down to the rest of the world. Now, what kind of a pathetic statement is that? You know, instead of trying, you know, to bring the example down to your level, why not try to bring yourself, lift yourself up to the example's level?
I mean, everybody in Texas is pretty much going to vote for Romney, don't you think?
Well, I live in a pretty predominant area where people make, you know, quite a good sum of money, and it just beseeches me. I'm dumbfounded out of, you know, some of these Obama 2012 stickers I see on people's cars. I mean, they have no freaking clue. And even if they have a Romney sticker or something on their car, they have no clue. I mean, put it this way: one guy that was really, you know, looking out for our interests, they just railroaded him right out of the election. Period. And you know
who that was. Obama's talking about move forward. Forward for what? More debt? I mean, more they're hiding the figures on the unemployment, and that, you know, period. I mean,
yeah,
if we stay with Obama, I mean, move forward. From what?
Well,
what
here's
his
point.
He's done nothing.
For him to, no, he has done a fantastic job. He has done exactly what his directors or his handlers have told him to do.
Right.
He's accomplished in his mission.
Right. He's been a hell of a puppet, is what you're saying. But I mean, for
exactly.
Yeah, but for what happens if we? Okay, let's do this. Let's talk about this. What happens? Where's America 4 years from now if we stay with Obama?
Well, you know they've signed that UN treaty to ban weapons, of course. Admiral Yamamoto told the Emperor of Japan, no, we will not invade the mainland of the United States for the simple fact that there is a rifle behind every blade of grass. Which primarily that's what everyone was waiting for there in California for the Japanese to land. They would have been met with great opposition. I read an article a while back that was obviously written by a liberal talking about how many hunters this past hunting season had registered to hunt. And it was like 150-some thousand. Well, that kind of gave me the notion to investigate. Well, let's see how many hunters are there registered and unregistered, you know, throughout the United States. And it's anywhere from 100 to 150 million. Okay, what I see there is 100 to 150 million man army that can hit target 500 yards out or more.
Well,
that's why the government is still...
Which leads me to this question, Frank. Did you see where... they were doing drills with Japan to overtake that country that China's occupied for years, and we were going to go in just the other day and take it back? I mean,
Tibet?
Are we getting ourselves in trouble on that deal?
Well, you know, just like, you know, Ron Paul said, you know, stay out of other people's business. Why are we over there bothering other people if they're not violating our Constitution? Why?
I don't see what's the gain for us to help Japan take back that
island. Yes,
China.
The island.
I mean, is that just not going to piss them smooth off or what?
At this point, who knows?
Hey, here's the deal, Frank. Is China, are they ready to maybe do a nuclear strike? You know they're prepared, but would they do it?
Anyone with any type, any bit of common sense would know that any type of nuclear strike would be the death of the planet, period. Our early warning system is set up that if we, you know, if any incoming are detected, it's automatically to retaliate, okay? And then that's going to set off someone else to retaliate and back and forth. It's just going to annihilate the planet. It's like a bunch of people sitting around in a swimming pool full of gasoline, and everybody's got a lighter in their hand, okay?
Yeah.
The first one to flip their bit, everybody's gone. So there's mutual, that's what keeps the peace, period.
Yeah. Okay, if we go in and we actually do that, and we actually help Japan take that island from China, I mean, what is going to be the reaction? They're not going to just let it go by.
Well, here's the point, is that without us, China relies on us economically. Who buys all their crap?
Yeah,
we do.
No shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, okay. We haven't talked about Russia. What team are they on these days? Do you know?
Well, let's put it this way. My girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, so to speak, whatever you want to call it, was Russian, and she went to Russia this summer, and, of course, I get the inside information from inside the country. Put it this way. We need a man in office here like Putin, because Putin looks out for that country and the country's people. The country is doing very well. if people want to demonstrate against Putin, they get a permit and Putin lets them do it. There's no big deal. When the elections go on there, there's internet video of the elections right there in the polling areas where you can go online and watch what's going on. Of course, this last year we heard about the big fire there in Russia that burned down a lot of houses and left thousands and thousands homeless. Well, of course, we hear that part of it, but we don't hear the other part, how Putin and the government came in and built all those houses back up in time for the winter so that those people have homes. Okay?
Wow.
Look, they don't tell you about that part. Now, look what's going on up there in New Jersey and New York, leaving those people just – and the winter's coming. Winter is coming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're damn lucky that the temperatures were as warm as they were. I mean,
come on. It's getting cold up there. I mean, this is November.
Those
people are
just displaced.
Cold is going to be setting in here soon.
I've heard a report, and of course, I don't know how active the American Red Cross is. Of course, it couldn't drive to a lot of those places and stuff, but you can go without food for a while, but you cannot go without water. I mean, all that water is coming in, destroyed, they said it's polluted or whatever. And I read something earlier that said that there's some places they may not get water till tomorrow, Tuesday.
Here's another thing for all the listeners as well as yourself. Be prepared for things like that. I'm prepared. We've got provisions here for my two daughters and myself. We've got freeze-dried food that sits on the shelf for 25 years. So, hey, if anything happens, we've got a month's worth of food. We also have our water taken care of. There's something you can get for $20. Just go to Bass Pro or go online and Google Life Straw. That's LifeStraw, Life Straw. This little straw can filter up 250 gallons of water to make it potable. And it only costs $20. And it just hangs around your neck on a lanyard. It's very, very light. I mean, less than a quarter of a pound. And there's your solvent right there. You've got water.
Yep.
You can go up to a swimming pool and drink. You can go up to a mud puddle, a water puddle, and drink the water out of there through that straw if you've got potable water.
That's good information, but that's not something you owned 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, when did you purchase this? Recently or about a year ago?
Yeah, within the last year I started getting prepared because, as I said, we're kind of like on alert to what's going to happen. Of course, down here in Texas, we are primarily the only state that is able to secede from the Union. Texas was its own country at one point. But, the fact of the matter is I think Ohio is the other state, but, Texas is going to arrest any U.N. personnel that show up on polling areas. Period.
Yeah. Right.
So,
but once again, I mean, talking about Texas, if Obama wins, I mean,
if by any chance that he does win, here's what we're anticipating. There's going to be riots. There's going to be rioting. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the American people have been separated for years and years. This separation has been dealt with for years and years because you look at the textbooks and the schools, they are so they're not factual to true history. Myself, having an Irish background on one side of the family and on the other side of the family, English background, one side of the family owned slaves, and another side of the family we were slaves.
Frank, I appreciate your time. We'll have to get together again the first of the year when the show premieres and check in on and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Appreciate you taking the time today, Frank, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a blessed day.
All righty, you too.